Welcome to the Patricia King Podcast, a podcast where we explore God's vast love for all of us, as well as current and relevant prophetic insight to enrich your soul. Now, here is Patricia King.
Wow, so much excitement in the kingdom right now, right? Because there's just big things that God has reserved for this hour. And I know that everyone's being moved into their place and changes. It's almost like a chessboard, right? I saw that a little while ago, you know, a number of months ago when I was in prayer. I saw a chessboard and I saw the hand of the Lord moving pieces into their place. And it was strategic placement for a big win in this coming hour. So I'm really excited about it. But I have a word for you this morning, but before I do that, I want to share a couple of testimonies because of the hour we're living in is so amazing. And I don't know if many of you have heard about the movie that's out right now called Domino Revival. You can watch it, only one night left. It's on at the movie theater in Ahwatukee here locally, and all across the nation. It's in the theaters for one more night, but it's done really well in the box offices. But what happened in New York City this week on Monday night is that they gathered right in Times Square there, and there was over 20,000 people gathered in Times Square. And Jeremiah Johnson was preaching there, and others, you know, that were involved in the movie and that. And they said that it was like almost like an open portal over the 20,000 people that were there. They were almost like encapsulated by God. But then around them was a circle of darkness that was like witches and curses and all this kind of thing happened. But the whole thing was unstoppable. And God's glory was so massive. And so I just wanted to report that because, like, that just doesn't happen. 20,000 people do not gather just spontaneously like that to worship Jesus in the middle of Times Square. That is the drawing of the Holy Spirit in this hour. And many people were saved. There was healings. There was deliverances. Demons were cast out. Baptisms, all that, you know, water spraying around everywhere. It was just a powerful, powerful time in the Lord. And I also wanted to report some things that are happening on college campuses all across the nation, especially in universities, and that is that people are coming to the Lord in the university campuses, and there's a big thrust right now to reach those in university campuses, to reach that next generation, because honestly, in the secular field of education, they are being poisoned with anti-biblical standards, truth, or not truth, but lies. And so it's really important that they get reached, and God is on it. God is so on it. And there are people right now, as we're here, that are already assigned to these campuses. And I just want to encourage you to pray around the region here too. Pray around the schools. Pray around the colleges. Do some prayer drives or some prayer walks, and really pray for moves of God in our area, in whatever area that you live in, whatever city you live in. Maybe grab some intercessors and go and do some intercessory prayer, because God wants to really minister to that next generation. I think it's going to be like another Jesus People movement, but bigger. Like, you know, that generation is not going to be lost. God is not forgotten, and he's heard our prayers. So it's going to be amazing. And then the third thing I wanted to share with you as a praise report is that God is really moving on the business mountain with entrepreneurs and that. And I was just in a meeting recently with Jason Ma. I don't know how many of you know Jason Ma, but years ago, we've had him in to preach here. Powerful preacher, involved in media and that, younger gen, and has done amazing things in the Lord. But he jumped into the marketplace for the last 10 years, so he hasn't been in church pulpits. But he's been all around the world setting up for the next generation release of establishment of kingdom businesses, and has been empowering entrepreneurs worldwide. And it is crazy. And I had a word just as I was praying into 5784, that God was marking many individuals for millionaires and billionaires, and it's actually happening. We heard the testimony of what God's been doing. It's almost overnight, billion-dollar companies emerging, and it's for kingdom. And so there are so many amazing things happening right now that we need to really rejoice over. The harvest is ripe. People are coming to know Jesus all over. The kingdom of God is advancing. We're seeing miracles, signs, wonders, but there's also great adversaries. And the devil has never been so active. And we're going to just bring him down. Amen. We're going to bring them down. So, Father, I pray for your blessing upon this word today, Lord God, that you would anoint it and impart it into our spirits, Lord God, that it would be established in our lives and that we would not only hear it, but we would walk in it, that it would become part of us for this next season in Jesus' name. So, for a couple of months now, I've been just nudged by the Holy Spirit regarding Acts 1, verse 8, very, very familiar portion of Scripture. And sometimes familiarity is a problem, you know, because we just hear it so often and then it doesn't grab us anymore, right? But it's been grabbing me and it's been doing a work in my own heart as far as making me hungry and desperate for more of God. But it says in Acts 1:8, but you will receive power. We know that word power. It's from the Greek dunamis. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you. So when you have the Holy Spirit coming upon you, you receive dunamis. You receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses. And so when this power comes on us, it's for a purpose. It's not so that we can sit back and say, woo, power, woo, let's have some more and crawl on the floor and wiggle around in it and leave it there. No, it is to be activated so that we can bring the kingdom of God into the earth. So in the Greek, it's a word, dynamis. I think we've got the notes for you up there. Dynamis, but it's pronounced dunamis, okay? And it's inherent power. It's the power of God that dwells on the inside of us, that lives and is activated inside of us. And it is the power, five things that I want to draw out, the power for performing miracles. And so when you hear about resurrections, when you hear about healing, when you hear about deliverance miracles or signs and wonders miracles, that is dunamis power at work. The dunamis power of God actually creates that miracle realm and produces the miracles. So when you have Holy Spirit, you have dunamis. When you have dunamis, you have the ability to release the miraculous. And church, we've got to go there in this hour. And I'm preaching to myself right now. I mean, we just need more miracles. We need to press in for the more because the supernatural is going to be really important in this next season. Secondly, the word dunamis is moral power and excellence of soul. In other words, the very virtue and the character that is in Jesus Christ, when you have dunamis, will be manifest through your life. So when you hear about moral failures, when you hear about lack of integrity, when you hear about the arm of flesh manifesting, that is a sign that dunamis is not operative. Because if dunamis is operative, there's like character and virtue flows from you. Now, I remember the very night that I got born again, it was like I could feel the transformation within. And, you know, I've shared this often, that no one had to tell me not to sin anymore. It was just like I had the new nature. I was empowered to live like Jesus Christ. And I was talking to someone this last week, and I said, when you got born again, did you have a problem living for God? I mean, we came out of great darkness. And they said, no, I just like, all of a sudden, I was just like a new life. That is dunamis. And I think we're missing some of that today because we are out on the streets preaching. We're on the internet preaching and people are coming to know the Lord. But where's the dunamis that transforms their character? And I know for me, it was overnight. And I haven't had to work. I don't find being Christian hard. It is not hard. It is a delight to be a Christian. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ from the dunamis that he puts on the inside of us enables us to be just like him. It enables us to live godly. And so if you're not living godly, you need dunamis. Because when you have dunamis, when you actually have the power of God in you, it'll produce the virtue. It'll produce the grace that empowers you to live in that godly character. Thirdly, it actually refers to the power and the resources that arise from numbers. So for example, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, right? And it's like there is a power that comes with the increase of numbers. So it's like even, you know, if you think, you know, you've got one person trying to do a job like lifting a heavy load or something, they can maybe do it with a lot of stress, a lot of strain. But if two other people come along to help, it's easy, right? There's more power involved. There's power when there are numbers increased. And fourthly, the power consisting in or resting upon armies, forces, and hosts. And I want to tell you something. In the world today, wow, talk about, you know, army talk about war, right? It is all around us right now, and it is threatening the world right now. I was talking to someone just yesterday who was saying, wow, we don't know what's going on here. I mean, a third world war could erupt, and that is true. It can if we let it. I just want to insert this as a prophetic insertion. I want to say that it's all in the balance. It's all in the balance. Don't just sit back and say, oh, it's inevitable. It is not inevitable. It is not. It's like, it's how we position ourselves. It's how we pray. It's how we align with the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. For example, if we had a revival where there is the virtue of Jesus Christ and the fear of the Lord visiting the church, and individuals are aligning with God, and then it erupts through the church into the streets, and everyone repents like we did back in the charismatic renewal, then there's, mark my words, the war is going to diminish. The threat of it will diminish because we can change it. But if we sit back and say, oh, well, the war is coming. Everything's going to be destroyed. This is the end. Let's get into our caves. Let's store up our food. Let's do whatever. You know, that is buying into something that is not yet established. It is in the balance. Church, we get to make the decision. We get to make the decision. Don't just sit back and think doom and gloom. Get up and preach dunamis. Come on. Let's be the army of God. Let's initiate the warfare of the Spirit and the brilliance of the Lord in this hour so that we can see the world transformed. We could have decades more of peace, generations more of peace. Some people just assume this is the end of the end of the end. You do not know that. No one does. Only the Father knows. You do not know it. And we are not called here to be preaching doom and gloom. We are called to preach the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that news is really, really good. And when you have dunamis power, you have a warfare power inherent in you that can be released in and through you to wipe out any demon power around, including Hamas demons. Hamas means violence. But there's another kind of violence where the violent take it by force. There's a holy violence that is so contrary to man's violence, so contrary to demonic violence. It's a dunamis violence. In fact, one of the words that describes this aspect of warfare and dunamis is violence. But it's violent love, violent faith, violent truth. Come on. Let's rise up and be violent. Let's release a little bit of dunamis against the enemy and watch him flee, watch him come down. And then the fifth one is the power and influence which belongs to riches and wealth. I want to focus on that one today. eventually we'll do all of them, but I want to focus on that one today. And before I go there, I want to just review a few scriptures to establish in your heart what God has for you. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:20, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in words, but in power." Let's pursue the dunamis of God. That word power is dunamis. Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the dunamis that works within us." You got the dunamis in you. Work it. Start working it. Colossians 1:29, "For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his dunamis, which mightily," and that word mightily is also dunamis. This is a double portion dunamis. "For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his dunamis, which dunamis works in me." Woo. Okay. So let's look at some promises of the scripture that pertain to actually riches and wealth. In 2 Peter 1:3, it says, "Seeing that his divine power," that word is dunamis, "his divine dunamis has granted to us everything pertaining to life and to godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence," or glory and virtue. And so you've been granted by the Lord everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Everything. Say thing. Okay? So you have access to that in Jesus Christ and all the great, precious, magnificent promises, which is in the next verse. John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." That's with richness. God wants to give you a rich life, not a lean, skimpy little life. He wants you to be full and overflowing and blessed in every way. Deuteronomy 8:18. How many have been seeing 8:18s lately? Oh, I tell you, I see 8:18s everywhere right now. And 1:1:1s, ones all over the place, which is another increased scripture. Deuteronomy 1:11. But Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "But you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant." Okay? So he's giving you power to make wealth. I'll talk about the difference between riches and wealth in a moment and just remind you of that teaching that we've had in the past. Okay, so how do you receive? How do you get this dunamis that you have activated? How do you receive it and get it flowing through your life? Well, the first thing is the fear of the Lord and righteous living. The fear of the Lord and righteous living. It is the saddest thing ever when you see power in the hands of a wicked soul. It is the saddest thing ever when you see an anointed preacher healing the sick and raising the dead, but they're absolutely corrupt in soul. It's just so incongruent. But God's calling us to walk righteously, and to embrace the fear of the Lord so that the dunamis, when it is released, when we're receiving it and releasing it, that it is truly going to bring the kingdom into the earth and the administration, the rule of the kingdom, which is righteous. Those, you know, righteousness and wickedness, they're not partners. We can't partner with wickedness and then manifest righteous dunamis. It's not okay. And so we need to raise the bar on that more and more in these days, because it gets more costly. The greater the sovereignty of God in the area of anointing, the greater the cost of going into the flesh. Remember the story of Ananias and Sapphira? There was so much grace going on in that day, so much dunamis being released, and then they're transgressing and their lives went like that. You know, it's just the cost of it when the power gets flowing, especially in the corporate atmosphere. Proverbs 22, verse 4 says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So this dunamis power that grants you influence through riches and wealth, it comes through humility and the fear of the Lord. In Psalm 112, 1-3, it says, "Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth." This dunamis goes into your children and your children's children. "And the generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in his house, and his righteousness endures forever." And so wealth and riches that comes with dunamis, the influence that comes through that, is established as we live righteously and in the fear of the Lord. Secondly, if you want dunamis, if especially this aspect of riches and wealth, the influence of that, to be made manifest in your life, and you should all want that. I hope there's no one in the room says, "Nah, I don't want that." You know, that would be like, you need some serious ministry, probably some serious deliverance ministry. We should all want this because God wants it for us. But wisdom is a key for all of it. And in Proverbs 8:17, it says, "I, wisdom, love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me." And here's another 8:18. Proverbs 8:18, "Riches and honor are with me." If you're getting lots of 8:18s, it's consistent in the scripture. "Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness." Okay, so that comes with wisdom. The dunamis that affects wealth, riches, comes with wisdom. In James 1:5, it says, "But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him." Now, recently, I've been getting words, downloads on this, and I'm seeing it over so many individuals, and I'm seeing it again this morning. Is that in Deuteronomy 8:18, where it says God gives us the power to make wealth, I see wisdom granting three aspects of that all of you will want. The first is the wisdom to create wealth. Secondly is the wisdom to steward wealth. A lot of times people will be given a realm, but they don't steward it, so they lose it. And it's just because of lack of wisdom, wrong choices, and not cleaving to the wisdom of God. So the wisdom to create wealth, the wisdom to steward wealth, and then the wisdom to distribute wealth. Can't just throw it all around. It needs to be distributed through wisdom. And this wisdom is available to each and every one of you. Now, I don't know about you, but if God's giving markings on individuals for millionaires and billionaires, I don't know. I'm saying, here I am, pick me. Right? I hope that, you know, you're bold like that and can say, yeah, if you're going to give it out, God, I'll take it. But if you are wanting to be a recipient of that, and that doesn't include just financial wealth. It can include financial wealth, but way more than that, you know. But you better also ask for wisdom. Wisdom to create it, wisdom to steward it, and wisdom to distribute it. Thirdly, worship God. He's the source of all riches. He's the source of all wealth. He's the source of all honor and power. And Revelation 5:12 says, "Sing with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive dunamis and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And it all comes from him. So then we worship him and honor him with that from our heart. Then it positions us to receive it. Whatever you worship him in and for, it gets transmitted to you. It's the way worship works. You become like the one you adore. And you receive of the dimensions of him that you adore in worship. And so gaze upon him. Gaze upon him and see his brilliance. And he is not a pauper, by the way. He is not a pauper. He is the wealthiest being in the entire universe for all eternity. He is matchless in his wealth. There is no lack in him at all. And he is your God. He is my God. And we're going to need this in the coming days because, and I've shared this before, it is an atrocity for the church to allow evil in the world to create billions and trillions of dollars to spread evil. Why are we allowing this? Why are we sitting back and allowing it and not raising the bar and doing something about it, right? Why do we sit back and let the porn industry create billions of dollars to line their pocket to produce more evil? Why do we sit back and allow drug cartels to make billions and billions of dollars worldwide and take out whole generations of kids? And then we sit back and say, well, I'm not really into money. Well, we don't love money, but we better go destroy what the devil's doing with it. And we need dunamis power to take it down and dunamis power to replace it. We need dunamis power to bring it in, say, no, this is God's. This belongs to God. All wealth, all riches, all honor is his. And devil, we're not going to let you have any of it. We've got to get violent in this. We've got to get aggressive. We've got to press in. So often Christians, I say, oh, I just hope I can get my needs met. I hope I can pay my bills or put some food in the cupboard this month. No, we got to get way beyond that. We got to start taking over the world. All the earth is the Lord's. We're going from this year, 2023. Psalm 23 is a highlighted scripture. It's a scripture for the year, 2023. But we're going into 2024. And we're going into Psalm 24. And Psalm 24 is about the King of Glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the captain of the armies of heaven that is going to go in, open up ye gates and let the King of Glory come in. And one of the meanings of glory is wealth. Let's go swallow up the devil. Let's knock out the whole market for pornography. Let's knock out the market for illegal drugs. Let's just knock it out and do some replacement therapy here with the dunamis of God, creating wealth for the glory of God and for the advancement of the kingdom and righteousness in the earth, doing good for people, feeding the poor, feeding those who are homeless, building homes for them, healing the sick with dunamis power. You know, and I just want to say, I mean, I'm grateful for doctors, nurses, medical teams, I am grateful, but there's some forces behind it that are trying to corrupt the healing ministry who God has taught about healing and surgeries and all that, and there's corruption behind it because money is lining people's pockets, and even with big pharma, there is trouble there. There is corruption in the area of money. When are we going to turn the tables and heal everyone and come up with all the answers for everyone because we've got dunamis at work? Amen? And please, you know, I mean, not everyone is walking unrighteously that works in that field, of course, you know. But there is that going on, and everyone knows it. I mean, it's been exposed publicly and everything. But we've got the power, the dunamis, to do something about it in the Lord. Okay, the next one is to sow seed. Sow seed. If you want dunamis in that arena, then sow the seed with intentionality. Don't just throw it, sow it. Okay? So Genesis 26, 12 and 13. Now Isaac sowed. What did he do? He sowed. He sowed in during a time of famine. It wasn't actually a time when things were flourishing. It was a time of famine. He sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. When you sow, you reap. But seed, sown seed, doesn't only give you that one realm of blessing. There's four realms of blessing to it. And the first one is that you can reap back the return on your seed. And in this case, it was the very same year. But it says, and the Lord blessed him. That is the second realm. So when you sow a seed enter into it right away and call yourself blessed. Say, I'm blessed. I sowed the seed. I'm waiting for my return. It's going to grow and give me a return, but I'm also blessed because of that seed. And it says, and the man became rich. Why? Because he sowed a seed. Now, rich is not just a blessing. I could bless you with $100 right now and say, oh, thank you. I'm blessed, right? And you would be blessed, right? But that doesn't make you rich. Rich is a realm that is sustained. And it's not based on how much money you have or compared to anyone else. It's just the overflow. You could actually be living very, very humbly, very lean, and still be rich when you have enough that you are looked after and there's an overflow to it. I won't go into too much on that, but I've shared with you stories before when we were on the mission field where we were living with so much richness, but it was just like we were in one room sharing with our family and just, you know, living humbly, but we were rich. And I'm still rich. I'm still rich. I don't compare myself to other people, to what other people have. It's what the Lord has granted. It's what he has blessed. So rich is a realm. It's not just a momentary blessing. It is a realm. And God wants you all, come on, Shiloh Knights, he wants you all to be rich. Every single one of you. And he doesn't want to leave one out. That's just a kingdom. That's a kingdom expectation. And then he continued to grow richer. So rich is a good realm here. And then the fourth realm of blessing was until he became very wealthy. And the Lord showed me that wealth is a bit different from riches. Riches is your personal abundance, but wealth is the way that you influence the world with your wealth or with your riches. Okay? So it is your influence. And that's what we should all be going for. Extreme wealth so that we can be influenced. And you don't just wait and say, well, I'm just going to wait until, you know, my ship comes in and then I'll be an influence. No, you take whatever you're rich with right now. Are you rich in love? Go spread that love and let it produce. Are you rich in prophetic anointing? Go and invest it and see the world change. What are you rich in right now? You don't just sit back and wait and say, I'll just collect my riches in all the area of my life, and then one day, you know, when my boat comes in, I'm going to spill it out. If you're not doing it now, you probably won't do it then, even if your ship did come in. Okay, 2 Corinthians 9:6, it says, now this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Mark 4:8, other seeds were sown into good soil, and as they grew up and increased, they yielded a crop and produced 30, 60, 100 fold. Now, some seeds are in the ground for quite a while before they actually give you their increase, like the apple tree. We've talked about that before. It takes a while for it to bear fruit. It takes a while. We have to be patient as we're waiting, but I can guarantee you, if you're sowing into good soil, you're going to reap your harvest 30, 60, 100 fold. And in Deuteronomy 1:11, it's 1,000-fold increase. And that's what God wants for each and every one of you. And if you've got seed in the ground, don't curse it and say, oh, I sowed a seed and nothing happened. You know, the word doesn't work. Don't curse it. No, bless it. Say, you seed, you're gonna grow me an apple tree. And the thing about apple trees is once they start bearing fruit, it's every single year. Every single year, more and more and more, your whole life. It just creates more seed, more everything. It's just amazing, right? So make sure that you are sowing seed and blessing it. And the other thing I want to say is about the reaping of it. Be intentional about reaping too. Sometimes as Christians, I just love to sow. I'm just sowing my seed. But a farmer loves to sow seed too. But he also loves to reap. I don't know about you, but I like reaping better, right? If you have a garden and you're sowing seed, it's fun putting the seed in the ground. I actually like gardening. But it's more fun when the harvest comes and you get to reap it all and you get to eat it at your table. That is more fun. Say more fun. But oftentimes as Christians, we don't do the reaping. We just throw out the seed. Yay, I've been sowing and sowing and sowing. Well, that's awesome. Go get your harvest now. Call it in. Say, harvest, you're coming in from the north, the south, the east, the west. I sowed this seed, and I'm putting demand on the seed now, and you're going to produce for me. And receive it by faith. Call it in. Be tenacious with it. Okay, next is believe and receive. Oh, 2 Corinthians 9:8 and 10-11 says that God will actually provide you with a seed. If you don't have it, you can ask him for it, okay? And he will give it to you. Okay, number five, we'll just wrap up with this. Believe and receive. So in Mark 11:24, Jesus said, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. So when do you receive? It's when you pray, or at the moment that you're believing on a promise, you receive it by faith. You might not have the manifestation of it, but you've got it. It's just like a woman who is pregnant, the moment she conceives, she has a baby. You just can't see it. And it has to grow a bit in the womb, right? For a few months. Right? But then she delivers it, and all of a sudden you can see it, you can handle it, you can cuddle it, you can kiss it. You know, it's tangible then. But until it's born, you can't hold it. You can't touch it. So when you believe, receive it. When you see the promise, receive it. When you sow a seed, receive the harvest from it. And be tenacious about that. And then also, there's power in agreement. There's power in agreement. So first of all, agree with God. Be on his side with this, right? If this is what God wants for you, say, I'm with you, God. I'm partnering with you. I'm going to be part of your story. And if you're creating millionaires and billionaires and you're going to fill the earth with people who are faithful unto you, I'm going to be one of those. I'm going to be in your story. I love that we sang that today. Matthew 18 and verse 19 says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. Jesus Christ himself said this, and he will not lie. And so come into agreement with others as well, as a whole house here. We want to agree for the goodness of the Lord. We're going to live in Goshen. There's shakings coming. There's shakings that are already here, you know. But we're not being shaken. We're standing in the Goshen of God. No matter what we experience, we can get hold of God's peace and his goodness and his promise. And that's what he wants you to live in. Hallelujah. Remember, dunamis, one of the aspects is the power that comes through numbers. So if you've got someone that you can agree with, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. Just be intentional and clear about what you're agreeing on. Put a demand on that word and fight the good fight of faith. Dunamis also means fighting in the battle. You know, it's battle, warfare ability, the power to win your battles. And some of you might be in a battle right now. And guess what? You have dunamis in you to win that battle. You've got dunamis in you to shift everything around in your favor. And it's about the dunamis that works in you. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He can turn this whole world around for you, for me, as we're agreeing with him. And so come into agreement with him and activate the dunamis on the inside of you. And let's see God do amazing things. What is it that you need dunamis for right now? What is it that you need him to touch right now? Well, he's here. When the Spirit comes upon you, you get dunamis. You get power. You are not a powerless believer. You are a powerful believer. You are full of power. We can't just live our life letting life go by and, you know, just like, well, come see, come saw, whatever comes, it comes. No, you get to create your glorious future because you have dunamis. You have dunamis. And God is at work within you. And so I want to pray for you right now for the dunamis to just saturate you afresh, for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. God has need of you. And then we're going to honor the God of dunamis with our tithes and our offering. We are going to honor him. We're going to sow seed into the glory. We're going to sow seed into dunamis himself. And we're going to believe with that seed for an increase to come. So, Father, we just receive the saturation of your Spirit right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you were given to us as a gift. We don't earn you. We don't deserve you. We just receive you. We honor you. We bless you. We're grateful for you. We receive the fullness of all that you have for us and all the power that you have to saturate us with. We receive dunamis. Come on, just drink deep of his dunamis power right now. You are being empowered afresh by his dunamis. Thank you, Lord, for your dunamis. Thank you, Lord, for your power. And Lord, we honor you. We not only receive dunamis, we will honor you. We will be bold witnesses for you. That is why you've given us dunamis, so that we will be your witnesses in all the world, in all the nations of the world. And we thank you, Lord, for the witness on the streets in New York. We thank you for the witnesses in college campuses. We thank you for the witnesses in the business realm. We thank you for the witnesses that are going to be raised up in this room for your glory. We thank you, Lord God, for the dunamis power that's going to hit this community, because you have a group of believers who are crazy in love with you. Whoa. Woo, there it is. I can feel that. Thank you, Jesus. We receive your dunamis. And now, Lord, we want to respond. We want to honor you with our worship today. And we want to bless you today with our tithes, because we know that you deserve the first and the best, and we want to give you our offerings. We want to sow seed into kingdom advancement, and we believe that as we do, the heavens are going to be open over our life, and there's going to be a manifestation of your glory, because that is what you have said, and that you will give us the influence that comes with wealth and riches, Lord God, so that we can extinguish the darkness of the world and magnify you. And Lord, I pray that even in this room right now, you're marking millionaires and billionaires. If you're not a millionaire yet, go for it. If you're a millionaire already, go for the billionaire. Because it's increase. Amen? Go for the next realm. That's what God's offering. Just receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're going to give you an opportunity to get your seed ready. You have envelopes in the back of the seats, but if anyone needs an envelope, just put your hand up. You can make your checks out to Shiloh. You can text the word seed to 73256, and you can use the QR code. Lots of different ways that you can give. And as you're preparing your offering, I want to let you know about when God was highlighting Acts 1:8 to me, and I was just crying out to him for more, he downloaded an event. And so on January 9, 10 and 11, it's 9-11, 9-11, and, you know, we're in an hour that's a great emergency, but the answer is dunamis. The answer is just dunamis, more power, right? So we're hosting an event. It'll be out of this studio here on the 9th, 10th, and 11th of January. Two sessions every morning, two sessions every afternoon, two sessions every night. And we've got over 30 speakers that are coming to that event. We've got Apostle Maldonado, Randy Clark, Heidi Baker, Cindy Jacobs, Daniel Kalenda, Todd White, Sherman Dumas, Troy Brewer, Katie Sousa, James Baker, Joan Hunter, Jeremiah Johnson, Joshua Mills, Tommy Arami, and many more. There's over 30. That's just a few of them. That's about half of them. And I said, we've got to have the combo of everyone's faith, because there's power in numbers. So as we come together, there's exponential increase, and we're gonna fill cyberspace. We're gonna fill hearts with dunamis, with an injection of dunamis, and we are gonna receive empowerment and make a statement in the spirit. So this is absolutely free. It's online, it's not on site. But if you're in Shiloh here and you want to be a part of it, we're going to have intercession going on the whole time, because we're going to be receiving dunamis for the house here. That's right. That's So we'll be in the NPR and maybe some of you in the studio if you're really quiet enough, if you can be quiet. But we'll have it on in the NPR room if you want to watch it there and pray at the same time. We'll get that organized for you. But it is going to be amazing. So it's absolutely free. There's no cost for it at all. We want everyone to come, and at the end we're going to make it into a course for ELA that will be perpetually free. And because we want people to be empowered with dunamis, okay? So get signed up for that. That's at patriciaking.com. And we'll get through that, all the links that you need to be able to watch that and spread it to your friends, okay? Woo! Father, we thank you for the seed that we have prepared for you. And we thank you that as we give, Lord, we give in faith and we give not only for dunamis, but with dunamis. And we thank you, Father, that you are so good and your promises are yes and amen. And I thank you, Lord, for the dunamis return on that which we are presenting to you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
For more information, resources, episodes, and more, connect with us at patriciakingministries.com.